And now it's time for Artery, cultural coverage that sings everything from down-home blues to divine arias. The San Francisco Opera is a world-renowned organization performing some of the world's most celebrated stories in a stunning 3,000-seat theater. While the War Memorial stage draws opera's greatest divas, the art form doesn't have to be heard in gilded halls. In fact, as KALW's Erica Mu reports, many extraordinary singers perform in quite unexpected places.
It's a typical Wednesday afternoon at the Presidio YMCA. Swimmers are paddling their way back and forth across the pool. But then, the lifeguard starts singing.
My name is Jefferson Taylor. I am from San Francisco. I am a teacher, lifeguard, and swim instructor at the Presidio Y, and I'm on operatic baritone. So when it's really quiet and you don't hear a lot of splashing, I'll go for a good hour just singing what I want.
Jefferson Taylor is an opera singer.
I am a baby in the opera world.
An aspiring opera singer.
Which means working the job that you need to support the job that doesn't pay anything yet.
Like lifeguarding.
Working at like a trampoline park. Doing discrimination research project. Working for the U.S. Census.
That's soprano Seanette Sulker, who also lives in San Francisco. For Taylor, Sulker, and other opera hopefuls, the winter months mean more opportunities to sing at churches and holiday performances. It also means audition season. Flights to New York, singing in front of judges.
Usually it's 1 to 3 people, and they usually are behind a table.
Come audition for us, then we'll decide what we're going to do. And then you might not get a call back, or you'll get a call back 6 months later.
The last 10 years have really been turbulent in our economy.
That's Indre Viscontis. She's a neuroscientist and a TV show host and an opera singer.
And it seems to me that, and to a lot of people, that the middle class is the one that's really getting lost in the shuffle. So the same thing, I think, is happening in the classical music world.
Viscontis is helping singers like Taylor and Sulker, and herself, find a way to the main stage.
We're starting to take back the power of reaching an audience ourselves, because we just get tired of having the decision-making be really tied into these huge companies. And, you know, we wanted to just be able to do our art without having to get permission from someone on a granting panel.
Here's how this world works. Opera houses are ranked by Opera America based on their budgets. You've got your C houses, like West Edge Opera in Berkeley, your B houses, San Jose Opera, and your A houses, San Francisco Opera. To get to the top, you need talent and luck. But what Viscontis and her collaborator Katie Gerber are doing is cutting out the house and replacing it with a bar. Yep, the kind with bar stools and booze. Viscontis's project is called Opera on Tap.
Hello and welcome to Opera on Tap San Francisco.
Yeah!
We're at Cafe Royale in San Francisco's Tenderloin District. It's Saturday night, and the bar is packed to the rafters with patrons sipping wine and beer. And they're eating Sulker's performance up. She's walking around the bar, sitting on men's laps, flirting, doing all the things that you would never expect from an opera singer at the Met. Opera on Tap is fun, and the price, free, beats the $30 nosebleed tickets for the big-name opera house down the street.
It's different because it's more intimate in some ways. You really do see the expressions on people's faces. You get to see if they're enjoying it, if they're following with you.
There isn't really a stage at Café Royale. No sets, no orchestra.
So I think the communication gulf is much, much smaller because it's literally right there next to you.
What I realized this time was not a lot of people had expectations. Their only expectation was we want to be entertained.
Jefferson Taylor, the singing YMCA lifeguard, is here tonight as well. He's painted his entire face with red and black paint for his performance as the devil in Faust. The point of Opera on Tap is not to put on a big production. It's to create opportunities.
Because it's kind of a mystery as to how people make it and become stars in the opera world.
Again, co-founder Indre Viscontis.
And nowadays, a lot of companies have young artist programs, and so the path seems a little bit more obvious.
A young artist's program is basically a paid internship to train and understudy with an opera house. But there are few spots in these programs, which means everyone else has to figure out another way into the industry. And what Opera on Tap is meant to do, or at least what Viscontis hopes it will do, is provide another set of dots that connect to the main stage. No one's been whisked away to La Scala yet, but Jefferson Taylor has gotten a few singing gigs after an audience member saw him perform at Café Royal.
So the goal is mostly just to be able to keep doing it.
I actually tried really hard not to have a career in opera.
Again, Indre Viscontis.
Because I knew that the road to being an opera singer was fraught with a lot of heartache. When you love something like that so much, you know, you either have to deny it in some way or you just have to accept it and keep doing it.
Just like its stories, the opera world is filled with trial and tribulation, triumph and disappointment. Viscontis hopes that by changing the scenery, Opera on Tap can open many doors to a community of fellow aspiring singers, to the hearts of a new audience, and, just maybe, to the stage at an A house. In San Francisco, I'm Erica Mu for Cross Currents.